My name is Celine Sauceda, S-A-L-E-E-M-S-A-U-C-E-D-A. And I am recording an interview with
Andrew Reyes, A-N-D-R-E-W-R-E-Y-E-S.
From Weslaco City. The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. Okay, Andrew, so a couple of questions for you. What do tamales mean to you?
Tamales typically mean to me a time of bringing your family together, because typically whenever tamales come around, it's more of a holiday season or usually a big event is when tamales are brought around. So yeah, that's usually what tamales have to do with me and my family.
Okay, well, do you have any special memories you'd like to share with us? Like, special memories do you have with tamales?
I mean, special memories is probably like yearly round, as soon as the weather starts getting cold, just remembering going to my grandmother's house and knowing there would be tamales there after certain days of the year, because like I said, yeah, just colder weather usually meant tamales and food of that sort.
And I know you already told me that, well, it's a holiday typical food, but do you have any specific traditions that you and your family like to follow? Any rituals?
I mean, the only tradition I guess you could say is, well, we do eat a lot of tamales whenever it's around the fall time, like I said, the cold time. So by the time it comes around to winter or Christmas time, we're usually ready to start doing our second and third batch of tamales. And that usually coincides with helping my grandmother prepare stuff. You get me? It's a lot of tamales. Every batch we do, I guess you could say, is probably 10 to 15 dozens. So it does take a lot of teamwork to get all of that going and getting all of it organized. So I guess that's a part of the tradition, just all of us helping my grandmother, because she's the one that really does everything, but just making sure she has everything she needs to get the tamales ready for us to eat.
Is there a particular person you like to associate with tamales?
I mean, I feel like the one person I've specified a bit is my grandmother, particularly for my mother's side. She's usually the one that cooks for us, I guess you can say, since we're from a Hispanic household. I know a lot of people can probably relate to that. But also my grandmother from my father's side is the exact same way. It's just, it's basically the same thing with both of them. They both give me the same
love
or feelings whenever I think about tamales.
Okay, we already talked about when do you eat tamales. Is it like a holiday thing for you, or is it like a every day, all year?
I mean, I would love for it to be an all year thing, but I feel like that would be a lot of work for someone to make tamales every day. And typically it's more of a holiday thing, like I said, more of a cold weather once the fall comes. Halloween, for like Dia de los Muertos and stuff like that. My grandma likes to have those foods, traditional foods like tamales, for our relatives. She'll put that on the ofrenda and have that ready for them. So that's usually typically whenever she starts with the tamales, and then it'll go all the way on through New Year's, where she'll pair it up with, on New Year's Day, she'll make champurrao and buñuelos, and those are just other traditional foods, and that's typically the time of the year when you'll see tamales in our household.
How do you eat tamales? What do you pair them with?
Personally, me, I've heard of way too many very different techniques, I guess you could say, of eating tamales. Some people use ranch, barbecue, ketchup even. But personally, me, I'm very minimalist when it comes to my food. I like the way it comes. And I guess you can say I'm very biased on where I get my tamales from. So I just like them straight up plain. I mean, you can go with the flavors and stuff like that, but personally for me, it has to be pork tamales or chicken tamales, specifically salsa verde.
And, well, do you have a special, like, does your family have a special recipe? How do they prepare them? What do you know what they use? What's special about them?
I mean, for recipe-wise, I'm not really 100% sure because I don't really know how to make the tamales. I mean, I know there's the basic with the maseca and whatever meat or filling you want to use, right? But for the actual recipe, I have no idea what goes into it.
And so your grandma prepares them, or does she get help from anyone else?
No, she prepares everything from scratch. I know you can buy pre-mixed maseca and stuff like that, but she basically makes everything from scratch. Yeah, flour. Another cool thing is sometimes we'll have cabrito, which is goat. And well, luckily they're on our, back at home, my grandparents raise cabritos, and we'll organically raise and harvest the meat, and we'll typically use those as well for the tamales. So I guess you can say they're really, really good because they come 100% homemade from scratch.
What tools do you see her use for the process when she's...
Tools, typically, I wouldn't really call them tools, but more kitchen utensils, you get me? That, you know, she's making the tamales when she busts out the big old vaporizer to cook the tamales in, to have them steamed and ready, the big old pots and pans so she can mix everything in. And typically, you'll also see the color of the table change because she'll bring out a big old white tablecloth whenever she makes it the tamales. So I think those are main tools, I guess you could say, that she uses whenever she's getting ready to do her tamales.
If you do ever purchase tamales, where do you purchase from? Where do you usually get them from?
So I would like to say that I don't ever purchase tamales, but that is not true because, I mean, you need tamales all year round, but don't tell my grandmother this because she does not like that. But if you're from the valley, I'm pretty sure you know something called Delia's Tamales. And that's typically the go-to tamale place. I've had some family work there, so it's pretty good place. Keeps up a good reputation. But, I mean, that's the only other place that I've really bought tamales from. I won't really try them for anywhere else if they're not from home.
I'm gonna tell your grandma. How do you serve the tamales, or what's the traditional plate that they give to you?
Traditionally, when you eat tamales in my household, when it's the first batch, like I said, usually you're just eating tamales by themselves. So it would just be the tamales, whatever fillings they have, and that's pretty much it. You eat as many as you can, and that's about it.
And, okay, so you've told me all the kinds of tamales that they are, but what are your favorite kind of tamales and why? What's your favorite filling, and how do you like to serve them for your favorite dish?
I mean, I would say my favorite filling, like I said a little bit earlier, was pork. Pork has a really good flavor for me, and then already there's already pork fat incorporated into tamales, so I just feel like it goes hand in hand. And like I said, I love tamales, but if I'm gonna be serving someone tamales, it would have to be fresh homemade tamales and just tamales by themselves. I don't want to ruin or mix around too many of the tamale flavors. There's not really a point in
and ruining something when it's already good, in my opinion.
You like to keep it traditional? Mm-hmm. What's the most unusual tamal filling you've ever seen?
I wouldn't say unusual, but I think the most recent one was... It's called a... Basically, it's just a tamale with chicken, and then they serve it with pozole. It's served like a soup. You just have a whole tamale in there with pozole in it. And I think that's a little out of the ordinary, but I can't say anything until I try it.
Yeah, I wish I can try. Well, Andrew, I think we're done for today. Is there anything else you would like to share with us for tamales toast?
No, that was a really fun interview. It was really, really nice.
But it was nice having you. Until next time.
Thank you.